Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this June 22nd, 2008 live edition. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. I do syndicated radio 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, for 4 hours, from 11 to 3 p.m. Central. Then back with this abbreviated final edition where we cover the week past and what's coming up in the week ahead here on the first day of the week, kicking off every Sunday. A lot of news and information I want to cover. I was out of town 4 days this week. Had Jason Berman sitting in for me, doing a great job. Appreciate him doing that. Just a program note, big breaking news either late tonight or tomorrow on my news websites. Big 9/11 truth news. I'm just going to put that little hint out to everybody. It'll be very, very important. You do not want to miss this information, so watch those news websites. Okay, here is the news I have in front of me. Gold may rise to $5,000 an ounce on inflation, says Bloomberg. Bush will seek to end offshore drilling ban. More consumers, workers shoplift as economy slows. $2 billion may suffer from mobile phone brain cancer, Australian government report. Yeah, $2 billion of you may die soon. Old Kennedy's got the cell phone cancer. EU maps out future amid setbacks. BBC, they say it doesn't matter if three nations have rejected its expansion in votes. They don't care. They're going ahead. Kind of like here. We don't want Sentra taking over our roads and putting toll roads on it. And they just say, we're doing it. We own your politicians. If you don't like it, a SWAT team will drop by and splatter you up against the wall. We rule, slaves. Shut up. One currency for South American Union, Reuters reports. Meanwhile, the average American's been conditioned that there's no EU, no South American Union, and that we are not officially in the NAU. You got a bunch of people invested in their egos, that they're on top of things, and it doesn't exist, and they haven't been lied to, so none of this exists as the dollar implodes and gas prices explode. Oklahoma gets their head screwed on straight, passes a resolution 92-3 in their state legislature saying that they are going to basically secede from the union because of the North American Union. What will fake conservatives do and mainline fake liberals? They will say Oklahoma doesn't exist. And I'm not joking. We got big-time neocon hosts that say the CFR doesn't exist. So I thought I'd read some famous quotes by socialists. George Bernard Shaw, H.G. Wells, Margaret Sanger, and, of course, David Rockefeller's father, about how they wanted to kill all of the blacks and Hispanics. And, by the way, they run things today, and that's why they're setting up a world government in their own stated documents, so they can then kill the majority of us. And I thought I'd actually read a few quotes today for you and give you sources for that. Yeah, the ball games don't matter as much when you read official government textbooks and documents about how they're killing us right now. Don't believe me, though. Doesn't exist. Just drink some fluoride. Everything's okay. Also, UK to begin microchipping their prisoners and parolees. That's right, implantable chips now happening. And so that is one little stack of the news. Another stack, Haditha massacre victims, Ken outraged as Marines go free. McClatchy newspapers. The Marines admit they went in and just killed 20-plus people, the entire innocent family. Other Marines have been found not guilty for raping 12-year-old girls and then killing their families. Sitting on the side of the road, shooting families for fun and sport. They've been acquitted of that, acquitted of torturing people to death, so why not? And I got the Austin American Statesman today with a New York Times article basically apologizing for torture and saying it's a great thing. I mean, why not? Why not? I mean, we'll just say we're torturing them, but the torture doesn't exist. We're a nation of people in denial. By the way, do any of you think you're safe when you've got a government that torture small children with pliers sexually? I mean, do you sleep well at night knowing that they're quadrupling the amount of CIA HUMAT every year? They've got them domestically in every city. They've got fusion threat centers under FEMA command in every city. They've built the FEMA camps and announced it to you. Criminals have taken over the country, and this police state is their rearguard action to make sure they never get prosecuted for it. Also, the head of the Army investigation into torture says after years of disclosures by government investigators, media accounts, and reports from human rights organizations, there is no longer any doubt as to whether the current administration has committed war crimes. The only question that remains to be answered is whether those who ordered the use of torture will be held accountable. And the answer is no. I mean, they can even torture people and get fake 9/11 confessions. That's all that's about when the people running the government carried out the attacks. But there's no debating that 12-year-old girls don't deserve to be raped and then have their heads blown off. I mean, I have the Army report right here. And after the Army report's been out for 3 years. It's much worse since then. But since then, the Physicians for Human Rights, who now the Major General, U.S. Major General, who did the investigation, admitted it. But he said, well, they were ordered. General Rick Baucus, the head of Camp X-Ray, quit and said, I can't torture people and commit war crimes. And then he added, by the way, these people aren't even Al-Qaeda. He's now on frontline admitting it. It doesn't matter. Do you know that police in the U.S. since the 80s have been trained to torture U.S. citizens? They just call it paying compliance. You know, in hundreds of federal prisons, if you don't work, and then dumb idiots out there say, good, make the prisoners work, they're taking your jobs. They work for 20 cents an hour on average, or 21 cents. The average federal rate's 18, but the average with state and federal is about 21. Go look it up for yourself. Do you understand that's taking your job? You think illegal aliens are taking your jobs? And they are. Driving down wages, bankrupting the welfare net, the social services net, which is really the eugenics net. They call it a safety net. It's an extermination net, a control net to dumb down families, vaccinate you, brain damage you, carry out the eugenics operations, declassified. But let's say you think it's a good thing. Well, they're burning and blowing all that out. You don't think 4.5 million prisoners and millions more in and out of the system aren't devaluing your aren't driving down the wages, but side issue. The point is that do you know what they do in a federal prison if you refuse to work? They strap you in a, quote, restrainment chair for weeks, hardcore torture. Within hours, you know, your back starts hurting, you start flipping out mentally. They put a bag over your head, and you sit there for days urinating on yourself, defecating on yourself with a bag over your head. I have video in my film, Martial Law, of police saying, yes, we do this, where you have activists, environmental activists, abortion activists, it doesn't matter who they are, and the cops walk up and they wrap nunchucks around the arm as the person sitting on the side of the street in an unauthorized protest, and they just break your arm, the bone sticks out, you know, blood comes out, and the cops do high fives. Yeah, yeah, rogue, rogue, kill America, down with it. Got video of you. Got video of you. But it's out in the open. You don't urinate in a cup when you're at the hospital, they taser you. In Canada, the police said, yeah, you get on the bus and you don't have a ticket or the train, we taser you as punishment. This is literally, you are slaves. Do you understand that? You understand to bring you this info, I'm getting death threats. I've got HUMAT all over me. I'm looking for anything to try to set me up. I'm here risking my entire life to let you know the gates of hell have been opened. Evil has been released. Do you understand what's happened in every other country where the people let tyranny take over? The criminals go nuts, and they institutionalize it and codify it and dress it up in a nice uniform. But no one in modern history has ever written manuals about how to rip children's privates off with pliers in front of mommy. Only the criminals running this country. I'm going to get into torture first when we get back. Then I'm going to tell you what's happening with energy that no one will tell you. Then I'm going to get into a bunch of other news, and I am fired up. And how 2 billion of you are going to get brain cancer. All right, we'll be right back. Keep enjoying your cell phones. Hail the New World Order. Don't listen to me. The government loves you. You know in your gut everything's fine. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most people are invested, their egos are invested in the Democratic Party. Or they're invested in the Republican Party. I remember back under Clinton, all the murders, the corruption, the evil. And Democrats couldn't wake up, they wouldn't listen, they wouldn't understand because they had invested in him. They had invested that he was a good guy, that he cared about him, and that he wanted to help him, and that he was wonderful. Now, after he was depoliticized to a certain extent, now most Democrats you talk to don't like the Clintons and know they're corrupt. But back when he was under attack by the Republicans, they couldn't admit he was bad. And it's the same thing with the Republicans today. And if you look at Bush on issues, how is he conservative? Tripling the size of government, gun control, open borders, wars. You know, all of this stuff, he's not conservative. Gay porn stars visiting the White House constantly for whatever reason in the middle of the night. Yeah, you forgot about that? But it doesn't matter because the Democrats attack, oh, I've got to support mindlessly, like I'm, you know, supporting my football team, my favorite football team, whatever he does. Meanwhile, that's a diversion. Not just that people won't see the corruption in the party they support, or, quote, their party, but that you won't even see that it's not even your party. Special interests own it. And they say one thing and then do another. If you look at the voting records of Republicans and Democrats, they're very close to each other. And if you look at the special interests that own them and control them, I mean, there's no conspiracy theory about it. Multinational Fortune 100 own almost every federal politician, much less state. And they have a global agenda. And our national sovereignty and our country is in the way, and our Bill of Rights and Constitution's in the way. You know, people say, well, it's natural for us to go from agrarian, well, from hunter-gatherers to agrarian, to city-states, to nation-states, and then to global government. Well, Europe doesn't want to be part of the European Union, but their governments say, no, you're going to be part of it. And then you can argue that global government's the next step in humanity because Star Trek is imprinted in your mind and other Hollywood type memes. But look at who's setting up world government. Have we had a debate about who's setting it up? Very corrupt, very bad people. And in their own documents, they say you're not going to have any liberties or freedoms or private property. Only the elite is going to have that, and you're going to have an ordered, controlled life. Those of you that are allowed to live that won't be euthanized under the bioethics rules. Those of you who are allowed to have children. And it's all stated. It's all in the government textbooks. It's all in the documents. It's all in my film Endgame and in the extras of Endgame. Do you know what it's like to really know what's happening in the world and to not be caught up in this diversion, this distraction that is mainline politics and news? To know? I mean, I was reading the last OPEC emergency conference a few weeks ago. And I was watching it today at the office, and I was watching it here at the local station I broadcast out of across the country and the world. I got C-SPAN on right now. Bill Clinton's on. But earlier I was reading the closed captioning, and they were talking about it's not our fault. We're not making higher profits. The dollar's been devalued. You say you don't want us to move away from dollar-denominated oil. You don't want us to move away from dollar-denominated oil. But you're devaluing the dollar. And so there it is in the OPEC summit, emergency summit, but you'll never hear that on our news. Never, never, never. And I have to hear people. You know, I went on vacation a few days to the Texas beach, and I had to hear people next to me on a fishing boat talking about why oil was so expensive. And I had to, all for the wrong reasons. And I had to hear people out by the pool at the hotel talking about it. And I had to just hear the idiocy. And I would try to tell them, well, no, the dollar's been devalued. That's why. And they would, huh? My dollar isn't devalued. I'm a millionaire. I got $1 million. I'm a millionaire. My money isn't devalued. My investments. You see, they're like children. They think because they say something, it changes reality. A few weeks ago, I had a guy call in, and he goes, how dare you say Israel has nukes? You're not allowed to say that. And I said, well, are you denying they have nukes? And he's like, well, no, they're allowed to have nukes. But you shouldn't talk about how they have nukes. Just because our media lies to us here and talks to us like we're children when it's admitted in all the weapons journals and all the foreign press and Israel admits they have nukes, we're not allowed to say it here in the U.S. I mean, we are really pathetic. And I know I said I'd get into torture. But that's what blows me away is that I'm not even that smart and I figured out how all this works. I stay up late at night reading government white papers, RAND corporations, Department of Defense, the Ministry of Defense, British, you know, government 10-year projections. And they say they're going to put us in camps. They're going to microchip us. They're going to sterilize us. They're going to enslave us. They may use neutron bombs on Western cities to control us. They say if we try to take back Washington, they're going to neutron bomb us. I mean, this is published. This isn't even declassified. And the British say, we work for the global elite. and we'll use neutron weapons on our own population if they try to overthrow our system. I have to read Dick Cheney in the PNAC document September 20th, 2000, say that they want to use race weapons to kill certain races. And then I have to get up on the air and I always get an email when I mention it going, prove that, you liar. It's been in the London Guardian, the Associated Press, and in Dick Cheney's own prospectus he put out. It was a prospectus. He put it out to the elite saying, I want to implement this. We'll stage terror attacks. We'll get our police state in. Then we can go into the next phase. And then we have to have a debate about this. You think it's fun, me getting up on the radio? Because they don't have total control. They don't have total control. I'm on the air. I get on a few stations here and there. And I'm on the air telling you who they are. You think I like that? You think I like risking my life? You think I like spooks threatening me and following me and trying to set me up? You think this is fun? This is life and death. And you're like a bunch of children. I don't mean my mainline listeners, but the people tuning in for the first time. You know, I think George Bush is great, and he's a great American. If you don't like it, get out of this country. And you go, but he's not a real conservative. Oh, shut up, liberal. Well, no, I'm a real conservative. Bush isn't. Well, you just need to get out of here. But no, the greatest, you know, patriotism is to defend your Bill of Rights and Constitution, but to criticize corrupt politicians. You know, patriotism isn't mindlessly not asking questions and following orders. And they'll say right back to you, yes, it is. Do you know what that mindset brings on to a society? Do you know what that means? I have to see all these well-meaning liberals, just like the well-meaning conservatives, follow Bush, all in love with Barack Obama, believing all of his, quote, change. And then you hear his change, it's socialized health care, total control of your life, to carry out eugenics. That's why they want socialized health care. It is just greenhouse gas taxes to micromanage every facet of your life and their own admissions. A tax on breathing. And it's the same thing with McCain. You notice you got the NFL, Pat Robertson, McCain, all the conservative, you know, icons coming out saying, pass the global tax. That's the global government. Look, I'll get into torture when we get back. Then we'll take calls. Then I'll get into energy next hour. I got a lot of news here. Plus, there's a bunch of disinfo articles in Time Magazine I want to go over. We'll be back. Big 9/11 announcement either late tonight or tomorrow on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Huge info. We'll be right back.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back live. Your call is coming up at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or if you're listening to us from the station in Central Texas that we this broadcast originates from, News Radio 590 KLBJ, it's 836-0590. Okay. I don't want to attack the issue of torture without setting up some background. I've heard the macho fake chicken hawk neocons on air. They sell it that torture is manly. It's a tough thing. Whereas just 50, 60 years ago, we knew it's something that Joseph Mengele did and the Nazis did because they were just following orders. And in our own CIA manuals, in the Army field manual, that it is all based on, just a decade ago, it said you do not torture people because then you lose the moral high ground, and torture has never been good to get real information. It has only been good to get fake confessions, false confessions, for political persecution. Good for the Nazis, good for the Soviets, good for the Communist Chinese, good for the Inquisitors. They want to torture you to get false confessions. It's only good for that. Remember, the North Koreans did it. The Vietnamese did it. The Vietnamese communists. The bad guys do this. But before 9/11, I would read in law enforcement magazines. What is it? Law Enforcement Weapons and Technology. I'm in a 7-Eleven. I remember in 2000, something said, buy that magazine. I picked it up, flip it open, and it says, torturing people is good. It says if you have a ticking time bomb and you don't know if it's going to go off in a shopping mall, and if you torture this person, it'll get answers. Go ahead and torture them. It's good. And then it said, you know, what if there's anthrax and it's about to go off and kill a bunch of people? Do you torture a child in front of their parents? And then I would see other propaganda pieces put out to the police and military saying, You know, we've got to get rid of Posse Comitatus, the law barring the military from engaging the American people. Well, the military kills people and breaks things. Police were supposed to be peace officers. But see, now they've basically recruited out of the military into law enforcement. They've turned the police into paramilitary forces. All over the country, they're now just coming in people's houses without warrants, saying it's a safety check. They're doing knock and talks, demanding to see your guns, arresting. I mean, folks, it's all over. They're taking blood without warrants on the side of the road from Texas to Indiana. I mean, it's just, they're going wild. It's happening everywhere. The feds are paying grants to do this. This is all done incrementally. Incrementally training as torture is good. Incrementally training as attacking a country that hasn't attacked you is good. Incrementally training you. I'm getting hundreds of emails, calls, people I know, no criminal record, are going in to buy 22 rifles, handguns, and they're told, sorry, there's a waiting period. You're going to get a visit from police first to question you about why you want the gun. It's getting you used to police being in your backyard, police being at your door, interfacing with them, having them ask you questions. The cops are being trained right now. I mean, it's classic tyranny. There's a formula. And the criminals that run our government trained over 100 nations in this formula of how to torture, how to infiltrate the society, how to train people for secret police. It's now happening. Global corporations use this nation in the last 60 years as their muscle, the last 100 plus in the Western Hemisphere, to, as Marine Corps two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, General Smedley Butler, you know, general. He was in line to be the Marine Corps Commandant. They tried to hire him to overthrow the U.S. Bush's grandfather did, President's father, Bush Sr.'s father. That came out in congressional hearings. They said, we want to overthrow. We're working with Hitler. We want to overthrow the U.S. You're a right-winger. You've overthrown over 100 countries. You've been involved in it. We want you to overthrow the U.S. with 500,000 troops. We're going to militarize the police. And he said, yes, I'll do it, long enough to get to go to the meetings with the Nazi agents and Bush's grandfather. I mean, I got the congressional hearings. I have the newsreels. But don't think that means that we get Bush out of office, we're saved. These people don't play games. And they wrap themselves in the flag. And a lot of you are right-wing and think Nazis are cool. Folks, the Nazis robbed a lot of Germans. They robbed a lot of people in that country. They ruined the country because they wanted to have an empire. It's always the same. The average person just wants to live their life. The elite wants more power, more control. And they're not going to stop until they get it. They're not going to stop. Your life means nothing to them. The tyrannies is for the general public. It's not for Alex Jones or the Muslims. You know, they just beta test and get you to acquiesce to violating people's rights in the name of persecuting a minority. That's part of the formulae. And then it's used on you. And I can't tell you how many times I've been in a warrantless checkpoint covering, and I've got video of cops and police at 2000, and I say, you're here running a warrantless checkpoint. I said, you didn't do this just a few years ago. And they said, yeah, but it's a federal grant, and we're just following orders. And then now they're taking your blood without a warrant. Very invasive on the side of the street. But see, oh, we're just following orders. And I've got a big stack of articles here where people wake up with cops in their house because they leave their door open, you know, not locked, even in the countryside. And they're suddenly in your house, and, oh, you know, this gun looks illegal, we're going to arrest you. And see, it always sounds like it's a good reason. They know how to sell you, and the average cop doesn't know they're part of something large and evil. Like in North Korea, they have, for 50-plus years, big paintings of police running checkpoints, police checking papers, you know, pictures of the leaders. Well, now, all over the U.S., huge billboards on the sides of skyscrapers showing cops pulling you over, giving you a ticket. We're the boss. We're in control. It's for your own good. Big pictures of the leaders everywhere. I mean, this is a formula. They're going down the entire list doing it all. And then you read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. You read the Military Commissions Act. You read Patriot Act 1 and 2 and the Victory Act. And you read the RAND Corporation. And you read the British Ministry of Defense report put out last year. Just type British Ministry of Defense report flash mobs. That's a key term in there. It'll bring it up. Hundreds of pages. Go read it. They admit all this. How do I know what's going to happen over and over again? How do I know what's going to develop and what's going to unfold? Because they have to give orders to millions of people. And it's compartmentalized, but I read it across compartments. The average person in the government doesn't want to know outside their compartment. They want to go water skiing or go see their mistress or, you know, go smoke marijuana or you know, go spend some of the money gambling they stole off a drug dealer. So they only know their discipline, their compartmentalized area. Well, see, I've studied all their disciplines, and I can then see a clear picture. And let me tell you, folks, it is nightmarish. Now, the Army's major general, who was charged, and he admitted later he was told to whitewash it, and he refused because he couldn't believe it. His own report said that 97% of those taken to 30-plus camps in Iraq were completely innocent and didn't have papers in order. He reported that they raped children, raped women, Jeffrey Dahmer-type stuff with acid and orifices and huge objects. I can't even say it on air. Go read the Army report torture. And this isn't the stuff you heard about on the news or the few light photos they released. Congress has seen the photos of children being tortured, okay, people killed. And they hired former federal prison guards who'd been fired for raping people, for torturing U.S. citizens, and that's who they took over there. I've interviewed General Karpinski. I've interviewed them all. But this is Major General, U.S. Major General, in the preface to a recently released report by the Physicians for Human Rights on the criminality of enhanced interrogation techniques, Major General Toogoomba writes, after years of disclosures by government investigators, media accounts, and reports from human rights organizations, there is no doubt, no longer any doubt, as to whether the current administration has committed war crimes. The only question is that remains is to be answered is whether those who ordered the use of torture will be held accountable. And then it goes into stuff. I can't even read this report. Now worse stuff has come out. So, you see, where does it end? First, we're just going to waterboard and torture people who we think are with al-Qaeda. And, of course, you find out they flew al-Qaeda out to safety and protect them and used them to attack the Serbs and used them to attack the Russians, and that it's all controlled, and that the bin Ladens work with the Bushes and vacation with the Bushes, and FBI agents have gone public, and now they've been barred by law, AP reported, from reporting this to you. I have AP right here, FBI, to be arrested if they testify. You understand, folks, it's all staged. It's all staged. So when we come back, I'm going to finish up with torture. And don't rationalize. Don't make excuses. Don't say I'm making this up. Go read the Army report. Are you for killing children? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete fuel system and engine treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Folks, do you think they let me on national radio shows? Fox radio shows, Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, biggest stations in Toronto, L.A., WABC, New York. Do you think they let me on Talk Sport all over England, the U.K.? Do you think they let me on all these AM and FM stations that are owned by mom and pops? But regardless, or MS radio stations right now, if I'm not known for covering real things, I'm telling you the truth. When I tell you that DynCorp and Halliburton has come out in congressional hearings for at least 4 years, run giant child kidnapping rings out of Europe. These aren't, I know you've dehumanized the Muslims and raping and killing them is good and loving and of the Lord and of Jesus, according to a lot of fake sickos out there who rationalize that it's somehow Christian. When I'm a Christian, that's very offensive to me. I mean, I hear you sickos. I hear you on talk radio. Michael Reagan, new clips have come out of him after he death threatened 9/11 truthers and said we should all be killed and murdered. And he said he'd pay for it. Now the tapes have come out, him on Fox News saying, take Muslim children, babies, and put hand grenades up their hind end. And if he can say it on Fox TV, I can say it here. But maybe we'll pull that clip up. I'd heard about that last week and couldn't believe it. And then this weekend I got back from vacation and actually saw the clip of him like a year ago with the host giggling and laughing. Just type into YouTube Michael Reagan hand grenades. That'll get it for you. It should. Now let's kill babies with hand grenades? This is not a conservative. The Democrats are not, quote, liberals. They're all bought and paid for. But what really upsets me is fake intellectual, fake moderate stuff like the New York Times. And it was on the cover of the Austin American Statesman. I was already going to talk about torture today, and I got into the studio, and there it was laying on the table. CIA interrogators mixed force and fitness. Force, you know, torturing somebody, torturing the child in front of them, and it's admitted that they threatened one guy's children in here. That's how they introduce it to you. It's much worse than that. And then they just kind of report, well, it's what works, you know. It's the finesse. One guy tortures, next guy's nice. Do any of you feel safe with a government that'll, A, violate federal law and every canon of decency and torture people? See, but dictators and corrupt systems know how to seduce you. They know how to get you to accept something like that. And once you've accepted torture, then why not have DynCorp and Halliburton run child kidnapping rings? Why not have it come out in Congress and they don't get in trouble? You think I'm joking? Type DynCorp Halliburton sex slavery into Google, and you'll get congressional videos. You can order it from C-SPAN. And they just, the Defense Department says, yeah, they do it, and I'm not going to stop. And then the Congress people say, well, what about the trillions missing from the pension funds? And they just say, we're not going to answer your questions. And then you read the Ministry of Defense report. If we don't like it, they'll just drop neutron bombs on us. You think I'm joking, folks? The only reason I'm alive is they don't want to kill me to validate. Killing Alex Jones puts an exclamation point and an underlining. It highlights everything I've said. You understand this isn't a game? You understand psychopathic geniuses have taken over, and they're using behavioral psychology to twist you into their dark minions to serve them. This is a country losing its soul. It isn't enough to abort 50 million babies. It isn't enough to be a country of lies and egos and people lying to themselves. Now we've got to have a government that endorses child sex rings. How many Homeland Security deputy directors have been caught in child molestation stings? But it's always state and local government bumps into them and busts them. Because, see, all government isn't bad yet. We're in a race. They're kicking all the good guys out. They're moving the evil in. They have to openly promote torture and secret arrest and have Congress try to pass retroactive laws to get rid of the Fourth Amendment so they don't go to jail for illegally spying on us. You understand, folks? We're in a life and death battle here. We have a child molestation cult that runs the New World Order that is totally sick and inbred in control, and they're ruthless, and they enjoy killing people. Why would the Justice Department and the Attorney General and John Yoo as deputy order the military to sexually torture children? We played the clips of John Yoo at a CFR meeting saying, yes, we do that. Yes, that's authorized. There is no way you can say raping children is good. I can't believe it. I can't believe that I'm the radical because I'll come on air and talk about this and say it's bad. Don't you know you're the targets, you thumb-sucking weaklings out there? You cowardly, decadent people who think you're part of the power structure now on these ego power trips with your Democratic and Republican parties like you're part of the system. Why do you think Scott McClellan's so scared he went public? Why do you think we've got generals coming public and saying they tortured kids? Why do you think we have the top CIA briefers and CIA section chiefs coming out and saying the government carried out the attacks? Because they're scared, folks. They know this is deadly serious. You understand that they're filling the ranks of the government with psychopathic killers who love evil right now? You understand this isn't a game? I read this article. It makes me so sick. I could talk hours about the subtle nuances of Scott Shane's evil psyop. CIA interrogations mix force and finesse. So instead of calling it brutal torture and mingle a Nazi evil, it's just, oh, force and finesse. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's case illuminates hidden tactics. Now, it's admitted that they tortured this guy and then threatened to go after his children. They admitted they threatened to imprison his kids, small children. You can bet it was more than that. This guy was a CIA operative. And by the way, they just staged a break-in to release 3,000 Al-Qaeda members in Afghanistan. And as soon as I heard it on vacation, Burma's called me about it filling in. I said, watch, it's going to be U.S. aided. And then it came out in the foreign press that the U.S. did aid them. Of course, that's their favorite deal. Every time they bust Al-Qaeda in Saudi Arabia, they, quote, have a jailbreak. And then the guys jump on U.S. aircraft and take off. I mean, it is so... The Saudis, you understand, folks? They work for the New World Order. That's where the supposed hijackers came from. They were U.S. government agents. That's been admitted. You know what it's like knowing the truth? I read this sick article. In a makeshift prison in Poland, Al-Qaeda professed engineer. Now listen to this. In a makeshift prison in Poland, Al-Qaeda's professed engineer of mass murder faces off against his CIA interrogator. Wait a minute. They admit he's been tortured to say this, and they and his children have been threatened. They admit here. After, but they start out with, oh, but he's confessed. So, see, he deserves it. By the way, he confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built. He's been in custody for 6+ years. He confessed to bombing buildings that, after being held for 5 years, by the way, now it's been six, that didn't exist. He confessed to things. We've written articles about it at PrisonPlanet.com. Oh, my God. But see, the average person sitting down drinking their coffee all over the country today reading the New York Times thinks, oh, finesse. I like finesse. Force. I'm a forceful guy. This is all behavioral psychologists written. In a makeshift prison in Poland, Al-Qaeda professor engineer of mass murder faced off against his CIA interrogator. It was 18 months after September 11th attacks, and the invasion of Iraq was giving extremists new motives for havoc. You read actual Pentagon documents, and they say they wanted to go in there to actually create resistance. Like, here's an example. They're a real terrorist. But the big spectacular ones are U.S. government ops, okay? Like in Nigeria, they've been having civil war for decades. Well, they call the group that's fighting with the government terrorist. And so you hear on the news, terrorists attacked oil pipelines. See? So there are rebel groups around the world. They just call them terrorists now. So when you hear that, yeah, that's a real terror group. But it's really a rebel group, whether you're for them or against them. But when you get to, quote, Al-Qaeda, that's an admitted CIA creation. It's a catch-all for your simple minds, and they admit that. It was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the interrogator, Deuce Martinez, a soft-spoken analyst who spoke no Arabic, had turned down CIA offer to be trained in waterboarding. He left the infliction of pain and panic to others. Oh. So that's kind of got the psychological ring that, oh, he isn't for torture, but he does let them bring them to him. The gung-ho paramilitary types, who the more cerebral interrogators call knuckle-draggers. Oh, see, they keep their hands clean, but then the people under them are ordered to do the torture. Martinez came in after the rough stuff, the ultimate good cop, with the classic skills. And see, that's what government is. Oh, they're going to help you on this side. Oh, but they're going to get you on that side. We're all under torture. We're all under mind control. We're all under their bull. They have fan compliance. Every police department tortures citizens every day with pleasure. Torture's legal in the U.S. We're going to come back, start the next hour. I'm going to go to your calls immediately, then into the energy, what's really happening there. I'm going to finish up with torture later. Stay with us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you need...